AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who walked away from his post and platoon mates in Afghanistan and was held captive for 5 years by the Taliban, is charged with desertion and misbehavior before the enemy and could get life in prison if convicted. Cody Full was in Bergdahl's platoon in 2009. He wants to know why it took the Army this long to bring charges.
Every single person has known that he deserted since the very beginning.
Full says he won't be satisfied with anything less than life in prison for Bergdahl. Last May 31st, Bergdahl was handed over to U.S. Special Forces in Afghanistan in exchange for five Taliban commanders who were imprisoned at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The U.S. has launched airstrikes in Tikrit, Iraq, to help a stalled Iraqi ground offensive retake the city from Islamic State fighters. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith has details.
A statement from coalition commander Lieutenant General James Terry says the strikes are aimed at destroying Islamic State strongholds in Tikrit with precision, minimizing collateral damage. He says Iraqi forces have Tikrit encircled, and the air attacks will help them maneuver and eventually gain control.
The airstrikes raise questions about taking part in an Iraqi campaign spearheaded by Shiite militias trained and equipped by Iran. A former University of Oklahoma student who led fellow fraternity members in a racist chant makes a public apology.
With no question, my words on that bus were disgusting, and these words should never be repeated under any circumstance. I'm also upset and embarrassed that I failed to stand up as a leader and stop this chant.
Levi Pettit first called the head of Oklahoma's legislative Black Caucus to personally apologize before this afternoon's press appearance. Pettit's fraternity, Sigma Alpha Epsilon, has been disbanded on the OU campus, and he and another student have left the school. This is AP Radio News. French aviation investigators have been able to recover the audio from the cockpit voice recorder from the German airliner that crashed yesterday, killing all 150 people on board. AP aviation writer Scott Meyerowitz reports the recording could contain clues as to what led to the crash.
They're going to be listening to see if they can hear the pilots' voices, what they were saying, what their tone was. They're also going to be listening to the background noises. Do you actually hear the cockpit alarms going off? Are there warnings that the plane is descending too fast or needs to pull up?
The State Department says three Americans were on the plane, including a government contractor and her daughter. Yvonne Selke of Noakesville, Virginia, worked for 23 years at Booz Allen Hamilton in Washington. Her daughter, Emily Selke, a recent graduate of Drexel University in Philadelphia. The government has not identified the third American. NASA wants to spend $1.25 billion to send a rocket to an asteroid in 5 years and grab a boulder off of it. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.